This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. I know that you haven't heard our episode yet. You're about to hear your episode. But we wanted to leave a little message before you get to the episode. We recorded the episode you're about to listen to on Monday, May 25th. And obviously, that was before the events and protests of this weekend. So we wanted to kind of say a little message before we got into the episode. If you check our Twitter and our Instagram, we kind of already announced that we are donating some money to a bunch of different charities. Some charities in Minneapolis, some of them are bail funds to kind of bail protesters who may have been arrested out of jail. Some of them are just to support the Black Lives Matter movement. If you go to our Twitter, we have a resource there. We're also going to post it in the episode episode description to let you know how you can also share some resources with people that really need it. And we just wanted to say, yeah, that.
We love and appreciate you all. We hope that you're staying healthy and safe. And if you have the means, we ask that you donate if possible.
Yeah, and feel free to message me on Instagram or Twitter if you have any questions or you're feeling helpless and are trying to find a way to help, and we can figure out a way together.
One thing that I think is a good rule to live by, especially coming from us three cis white hosts of this podcast, is that we should all be doing our part, do as much as we can to uplift other people's voices. So if you're also a white person, know that, you know, your voice is probably not as necessary here. Try to find some Black voices and some people of color that you can amplify their messages as well, and do as much as you can to donate to charities of people of color as well. This is something that also has been, kind of part of my life. But if you know a Black people, please do not reach out to them and ask how you can help. White people, go and do your own research. I know personally from the people in my life, and I won't name the name of the person that I live with, but it's the last thing that they want is to have someone reach out and ask them how they can help. So please do your own research, and remember that this is about Black Lives Matter, and Black lives do matter.
And now enjoy our terrible podcast.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
All right, everyone. Next up on the auction block, we have a gently used riddle podcast. This is from 1990-something. It's called Hey Riddle Riddle. They've done about 90-some episodes. Do I have a bid?
Negative $5.
Negative $5? I've heard negative five.
I have a question.
Well, when you raise your hand, that means you're bidding.
Okay, so I'll do negative 10. My question is this. Mm-hmm. You say gently used, but this looks like it's been ridden hard and put away wet.
Huh. Well... You're not wrong. So the reason the podcast is up for sale is because there are no more riddles in the world. So if you're buying this, do know that there's no more riddles left. So you said negative 10, sir?
Negative 15. Go negative
10. I heard negative 15. Of course, that means the auction house, Sotheby's, will be paying you to take this off their hands.
I'll take it home with me for $20.
Oh, you're going to pay $20?
No, you give me the cold 20, I'll take it off
25
your hands.
From the lady in the big hat.
Ma'am, please don't describe yourself. I'll do that.
25 from the lady with the big hat in the back.
Okay.
Well, 50 from the horribly disfigured man in the even bigger hat.
55 okay, from the woman who is beautiful in the humongous hat.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I do have a bid in the back. $5,000 from the man in the yellow hat with the monkey.
No, I'm just trying to catch my monkey. I don't want a bid. Has anyone seen my George?
Speaking of catching monkeys, I'm Adolfi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Curious Aaron.
And we are Hey Riddle Riddle. And this is Episode 98.
That wow. can't be right. Check your math again, Adel. Adel, do the math. Ready?
Last was 97 plus 1. 98. Let me get out my abacus.
He's putting on a pair of janitor's scrubs.
Yes, and then I'm going to pull out my napkin that I had the members of ABBA kiss. Okay, you see the lipstick of all four members of ABBA. This is my ABBA kiss. And
I'll give you $1,000 for that. $1,000 from the lady in the big hat.
Oh, yes, it is episode 98. How's everybody doing? Let me start off by, because I brought nothing to the conversation by asking that. So let me
what
say.
What if Gene Simmons was the lead singer of ABBA?
What if.
Abacus.
What if Gene Simmons sold blue jeans and they called them Blue Jean Simmons? What if Bill Simmons and Gene Simmons kissed?
I'm listening.
Peter Chris. So what's going on in my world? Well, Gemma and I just yesterday.
Hold on. Should someone ask?
No. I guess I asked myself. Sure. Gemma and I finally pulled the trigger and bought a feeder, a chipped feeder for brisket and fries. Because brisket is horribly overweight. So we got a little feeder where they have to stick their neck into it and then a door opens and they can eat that portion and that's it. So we're feeling good about that. I've also
What is a chipped feeder? Like, is that like gently used?
So we have them both chipped. In case they ever get out or in case they're future cats. Because we brought them back from the future. So they have chips in them. So the feeder reads that and will only open for their chip.
Got it.
So just make sure they're only eating their portion and they're not grazing 20 times a day like they've been doing.
I just have an uncarred plet thing for my cat where it has to demand 1/4 portion and then it can get its food.
And what's your cat's name?
Uncarred plet. Uncarred cat.
Uncarred cat?
Yeah.
What else am I up to?
Have they been using this feeder?
They just started today, and they are both terrified of it.
They don't get it yet?
They don't get it yet. They keep trying to get into each other's because they're dumb and they're cats. But Fries is being a little bit better. Fries has kind of eventually figured it out, but Brisket constantly goes to Fries and won't go to his own.
Oh, okay. And Brisket's the one who needs...
Brisket's the one who's a fatty moving batty. He's a chomp boy.
So he just can't stop eating other cats' food.
Can't he only wants what's not his. So that's what's new with me. And I'm also replaying, I think I told Japes, I'm replaying Breath of the Wild because I never finished that the first time around, so I'm going back to finish it all, baby.
Is it fun?
That's a very fun game.
It's so fun. And I also thought about just now, I just thought of a fun burn. And for listeners, you can use this if you want. So the next time you're on a date, you can be like, damn girl, are you a 2017 hit Switch RPG? Because your breath is wild.
So on a date?
Hurt my feelings.
Feel free to use that. Hashtag Nintendo Burns. Send us your Nintendo Burns at hashtag Nintendo Burns.
I feel like use that off a date. That's a dismount to a date.
By JPC. That's your dating advice.
I'm only going to end a date with a dismount if I'm Carrie struggling.
JPC, great. Can I see a scene? And really, it's just you doing a reading.
A scene?
I haven't even
told you about my week.
At a Barnes & Noble.
I'm already doing homework?
And it's from your book, How to Stop Dating People. And this is like some of your advice for how to get out of a date. You're just reading it aloud.
Thank you, everyone, for having me. I'm going to read some selections from my book. This is from Chapter 6, How to Get Out of a Date. If you find yourself dating a Seth, stop. No reason to date a Seth. No reason.
Sorry, I have a question here.
Yes,
I'll
take a question.
TV's Seth MacFarlane, and I find what you just said
a little bit unusual.
Yes, I find that's not very polite.
Why don't you giggity, giggity, giggity the fuck out of here, please? Security, kill this man. Execute this man.
Scene.
And scene. Peter Griffin.
That's Peter Griffin?
We'll never hear the list, everybody. Now everyone's going to be on infinite dates that won't end.
Well, not if you're Seth.
Not if you're Seth. True. You're fucked. Aaron, what's been going on with your week?
Not much. I went to stay at my boyfriend's family's house in the suburbs because they weren't there. So we had the whole house to ourselves, watched some documentaries, ate some food. Swam in the pool. Just spent a few hours trying to get a shot of Sean hitting a ball really, really hard in slow motion. That's how we spent our weekend.
Did you slide across the floor in white socks and a white button-down shirt?
Yeah, and then I was Tom Cruise for a few hours. It was really scary. I woke up, I was Tom Cruise, I didn't know what to do.
At the end of the weekend, did you put the Ferrari on blocks and then run it in reverse to get the miles back off of it?
That's exactly what I did.
When Aaron was in Egypt land, let my Aaron go.
GPC, how about your week?
Okay, well, now that you asked, had an interesting week. I will say that we had a fun thing happen today, which is not fun. And I'll preface this story by no one was hurt, but there were like four fire trucks on our street because a house on our street caught on fire. But it was a house, and we got the scoop afterwards, but just like everyone in the neighborhood was out on their porch or their steps being like, well, yeah, the house on fire, huh? Yeah, everybody, the house on fire? You hear about the house
this
on fire?
This house is on fire.
But no one lived in it. They were like rehabbing it. And apparently the firefighters were like really Russian. They were like booking it to get this house put out.
Isn't that always?
Isn't that their job?
Sometimes if like the fire department's called and it's like nothing, they won't be like moving slow.
Slow down, boys. Where's the fire?
Yeah. Like, if it's the fact that they were like really rushing to like get the hoses put on was like, oh shit, this is like a real fire. But apparently, I guess the firefighters said to someone who was there that it had been burning for a while because the house is, no one's in it because it's being rehabbed. Mm. Well, now it's definitely being rehabbed.
So it used to take house drugs.
Fucked up. But it had been burning for a while, and all of the windows were open. It was on like the second floor of the house, and they were like, if the windows had been closed, it could have like exploded or been a more like combustible fire.
Do they know how the windows started?
They don't. But my guess is if it was no one was in it and it was being rehabbed, it was maybe like some contractor left something there or something, or electrical fire. Who knows? I have no
idea. Had you been by the house recently? Like, had you walked by it? Because I don't want to accuse, but it seems like maybe the fire started because of that ass.
Was it because of that ass?
It could have been, because I do walk spaghetti by that. So if you like that doggy ass, then it's possible.
And her doggy ass is straight fire.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% a badonkadonk.
I'd blaze that ass and smoke it.
Could it be arson?
Could have been arson. It could have been like, who knows? I mean, nobody knows. The neighbors apparently saw smoke rising from it, and then they called. And then they, I wish I had been out there on the street where they were like, hosing it down with those fire hoses, but I didn't want to like leave my house and like be one of those like weird onlookers on the street to be like, yeah, firehouse, the house is burning down on fire.
I do want to see a scene. Japes and Aaron, you two are parents. You're parents of a boy named Carson. You're starting to believe that our son is an arson. Carson is an arson.
Gotcha.
That's the premise.
Gotcha. Thank you, Adel, for this gift.
Good night, Carson. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Carson.
Good night, Mommy.
Okay. Yeah. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking what I'm thinking. I'm thinking what I'm thinking.
Elise, we've been married for 15 years. It's possible that we're thinking the same thing.
I know. I just get scared because I get scared that you're, you know what I mean? I'm thinking what I'm thinking.
I told you. I quit that life. I quit that life a long time ago. I'm no longer a medium.
I know, but sometimes I just get scared that you're reading my brain, you know? Especially.
I still consult with the police sometimes, and I do it a little bit on the side, but I'm not a medium anymore. I'm not watching for the micro expressions to read your mind.
So we're both thinking the same thing independently. You're not just thinking what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking about what I'm thinking.
and I know what you're thinking, and I'm thinking the same thing, but it has nothing to do with that. You're thinking that we just both arrived at that same conclusion.
Excellent, Carson.
Your mother's dead, by the way.
See.
Perfect. I love that it started off as some ASMRson.
Wow.
ASMRson.
So let's get 98 on the fucking road. We're going to do one warm-up, and then from there we're going to get into our puzzies and riddies.
Wow. I won't feel warmed up from that.
the one warm up, and I guarantee you, because of the content or the subject matter, we will feel warm, a certain temperature after this. The one warm up we have is the show cannot proceed. I guarantee you, we will not continue the show until you answer this one riddy, which is
shit.
Who are the four members of 98 Degrees? This is episode 98. 98 Degrees. It's getting a little hot in here. I need all four members of 98 Degrees. And if you want the show to continue.
I know
less
this
of
Aaron.
A riddle and more of a sad question.
I know this one. I actually do know this.
Okay, here we go.
Can I go?
Yeah. Can I guess one? Because I only know one.
First, I think I would be mega impressed if Japes knew all four. So first, I want to see if he knows all four, if that's okay.
Okay. Nick Lachey, Lick Chanae, Chick Lanae, and Lick LeMay.
You got Lick LeMay. I was going to say Lick LeMay.
You got three of four.
Rats.
You got three of four.
Oh, who was I missing? So Nick Lachey is like the front person,
You were missing Gold LeMay. Nick Lachey, I believe, was the
Aaron,
sort
that's,
of face
is that the
of
one
the
you knew, too?
Yeah, that is. Wait, is Aaron Carter's brother in that one, or is he in Backstreet Boys?
He's Backstreet Boys, and his name is Nick Carter.
His name is Nick Carter.
Okay, what is a 98 Degree song, even?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
98 Degrees.
Yeah.
I don't
Nick
remember.
Lachey.
There was only one that I ever knew, and I don't remember what it is.
Haircut Jones, Jean Vest, Mike.
Okay. Here we go. Here are 98 Degrees top songs. I Do, parentheses, Cherish You.
Yeah.
The Hardest Thing, which obviously is about a boner. Invisible Man, My Everything, Because of You. Are these all ringing any bells?
Intro. I remember the video for I Do.
Fly With Me, Because of You, Give It
that
Up.
That was back in my like TLR days.
Do you want to dance?
TRL.
Total Request.
Total Recall. Nick Lachey. What is this? How is this a riddle?
Because it's episode 98. Fuck you.
Oh, it's episode 98.
If we don't keep trying to assume that questions are riddles, then this podcast will go up for auction.
Ooh, is it someone named Seth in it?
Is someone named Seth in it? Of course, we all know you shouldn't date Seths. There are no Seths in this.
It's four white guys, right?
It's four white guys. I will say there is a pair of brothers in the group. So based off what the one person you know, we have Nick Lachey and Blank Lachey.
Oh, Nick Lachey's brother was in this?
Mm-hmm.
Sam.
Mike.
It's not Sam.
Eric. No, it's got to be like a sexy name for music.
Adel, do not tell us until JPC and I get it. I don't care if this is the entire episode.
Is it
Do
Chris?
Not tell us.
It's not Chris.
Is it Trey Lachey?
Tom.
Trebuchet.
Rick.
Ooh la la. Rick Lachey is a great
name.
Okay,
so if someone named their son Nicholas, what else would they name their son?
It's another four-letter word. And I guess four-letter word, four-letter name.
Ooh, hoo, hoo.
Okay.
yeah. Woo.
John Lachey?
It's not.
Jack.
It's not Jack. I do think this is one of the Property Brothers' names, I think.
Hammer. Nail.
Hammer. Hammer Lachey. Okay, wait. I got to see a scene. Adel, you are Hammer Lachey. You are our older brother. JBC, you're Nick Lachey. I'm Seth Lachey. Let's just assume that's his name. And Hammer Lachey is begging us to be in 98 Degrees.
Hey, what are you two up to in the basement?
We're just practicing for
what?
MTV.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, music television. I love music television. Can I? Oh man, what are y'all singing? I heard I Do. Is it like a marriage song?
Don't worry about it, Hammer.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Pretty good.
We don't want to bring you into it, Hammer, because we know, you know, with your divorce, we don't really want to kind of bring back bad memories for you. But kind of about marriage and commitment.
Yeah, it's sucks she faked her own death. I wish she just would have been honest with me.
Well, Hammer. And, well, good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck, buddy. That roof needs shingles, so we'll let you get back to it.
Huh. So I'm only good for stuff around the house, sort of your...
Hammer, you're always sort of trying to insert yourself into our lives. Like, you tried to go to both of our proms, and you were, well into your 20s.
Yeah, chaperone.
Ugh. Yeah, and Hammer, me and Seth are kind of, jacked and ripped, and, you know, you're kind of,
Wildly overweight?
Well, I would say that you have dad bod.
And yeah, I have a beer belly and I have beer titties. And
it's 97 and we're not really doing dad bod yet, so...
Wait, what year is it?
It's 1997.
And next year's going to be...
1999.
And shorten that year?
98.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
the name
what,
of our band
98
is 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already have that name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm looking at your shirts. See.
Yeah.
Poor Hammer Lachey. I don't know why I feel bad for Hammer Lachey. We made him
Hammer
up.
Hammer Lachey.
Hammer Lachey was Daniel Craig's character in Knives Out. My name is Hammer Lachey.
Good evening. My name is Hammer Lachey.
Not to masturbating in the bathroom.
Incredible.
My name is Gazebo Malarkey.
Can I ask you guys a question about that movie? If you haven't seen Knives Out, great movie. I recommend it. Where did you land on Knives Out? Did you like it? We just rewatched it.
I loved it a lot.
Yeah, I loved it.
So it's polarizing because people say like Daniel Craig's accent either drew them out of the movie. For me, it made the movie. I loved it. It was so fucking comical. You know, like... I like when actors take big, wild swings. And apparently, I guess that Daniel Craig like kind of just showed up to set with that accent. It was supposed to be like very like subtle, and he just had that big accent. They were like, well, we want Daniel Craig. So.
Yeah. I love it.
I think it's great. Anytime an actor like, I just watched The Wrong Missy with Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, yeah.
The David Spade movie. And Lauren goes like full like Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice, where it's just like, I'm going to go for it. And she's stellar in it. Like it's a total standout performance. But I love any time an actor is just like, I'm just going to go for it. Like, who cares?
Fuck it. Get it.
Get it, baby. Okay, we're going to go ahead and mention the other members. We do have to move on. I was going to do a bit where we made this a whole episode, but...
How would we ever get this? Would we have gotten
Can we have one more hint?
I guess I assumed
about
Aaron
Nick
was maybe
brother?
A fan.
Are these people famous in any other context?
No.
Okay.
I don't think. So Nick Lachey's brother, if an artist... were to take a pencil and create something, this would be the past tense.
Drew Lachey.
His name is Sketch Lachey.
No,
his name is Drew Lachey. It's Nick and Drew Lachey. We also have founding member Jeff Timmons, or Jeff Timmons, and Justin.
And Donnie Pumbaa.
And Justin Jeffer. Justin Jeffer? J-E-F-F-R-E.
Okay, well,
Jeffrey?
No idea. I think that I Do song is the only song that I remember of theirs, and I don't even remember how it goes. I do remember the video. They had like open shirts and they were very flowy.
You're describing
hot.
Every John Woo movie. Let's get into our main Riddies and Buzzies. Here we
Hell
go.
Hell yeah.
We're going to go across the pond. This is an American tourist in London took a taxi cab. When he reached his destination, the tourist paid the taxi driver the fare, but he did not include a tip. The taxi driver was displeased and said something to the American that ruined his whole evening. The two men were strangers and they had never met previously. What did the cabbie say?
9/11 wasn't his side job.
That's it.
Do you tip? Wait, in England you do tip, right?
Yeah.
Cabs?
In England you tip, in a lot of Europe you don't.
You don't. But you do tip in England? No, I was talking to someone the other day that said that they don't tip in England. Maybe they're talking about Scotland.
I think England, it's not outright spoken, I guess. Like they won't automatically add gratuity, maybe, but you're supposed to, I believe. I was just in London and I tipped.
I've never been to London, so it's okay that I don't know this, because it's one of those things that I would research before I went.
Well, this cabbie's pissed, so clearly he was supposed to tip.
So he's supposed to tip. Okay.
Okay. So is it something to do with them driving on the other side of the road?
It's not. So an American tourist in London took a taxi cab. When he reached his destination, the tourist paid the taxi driver but did not include a tip. The taxi driver was displeased and said something to the American that ruined his whole evening. The two men were strangers and had never met previously. What did the cabbie say that ruined the American's evening?
Did the cabbie say the C word? Because it means something a little bit different there. And it's not it's not okay to say. It's still not okay to say. Mm-hmm. But it does mean something a little different there.
All their comedians say it.
And if you watch, who was the guy that did Smash? Guy Ritchie? Any Guy Ritchie movie. You hear that a little more than you want to.
Guy Ritchie did something called Smash?
Wait.
Snatch?
Snatch. Oh, my God.
Snatch is a CBS musical.
NBC sitcom NBC musical? About yeah. musicals.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie did that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you bloody wanker.
No, you remember know what he did do? Aladdin, and it was yeah. fucking
he
terrible.
Did. He did Aladdin.
Remember Vinnie Jones in NBC's Smash? My name's Bullet Tooth Tony. Do you know what nemesis means?
Wait, I want to see a scene. I want you two to just be two guys that could be in any Guy Ritchie movie.
What you mean, clean up the pig's filth?
When I say clean up the pig's filth, what I mean is be a good little tin soldier, grab the shovel, aye, and kill them pigs.
Oh, I understand what you mean, but it's still a pig pen. Even if I clean up the filth in the pig pen, it's still going to be full of pigs, and they're bloody filthy creatures, aren't they? So isn't it going to end up even more filthy?
Do you know what the word pig means?
Oh,
the word pig is Latin.
Am I speaking pig Latin to you?
Or
is that
you?
How I sound?
Or you.
Flip it in the digits and Vivek Ribbit.
Hello, I'm the one lady in the movie. Can I stay?
Blam,
can
blam,
I more than one
blam,
scene?
Blam,
oh,
blam.
I knew it. Fine.
Not a lot of women in the movies.
Not a lot of women in a Guy Ritchie movie.
Guy Ritchie directed a movie where, like, Charlie Hunnam is King Arthur, and he's, like, using a sword. Mariah and I watched, like, 30 minutes of that. It was on some free app that we'd never heard of before. It was awful.
Is that the one with Jamie Foxx as the Sheriff of Nottingham?
No. That's a different one. Oh, my God. Maybe he comes in more than 30 minutes later into the movie, and he's in it. But this is, like, it's, like, Excalibur, the sword of, I can't remember. It was awful. But it was very much like a Guy Ritchie directed, like, in his style, his conversational mm-hmm. style. But in, like, olden times, it was weird. I don't think it did well.
I can't imagine it did. What do you think this cabbie said to this American?
Does it have something to do with the time difference? Did he ruin his evening by being like, your evening's already over. You're 6 hours later, dude.
It did not. What it had to do with, and this is an answer nobody would ever come up with, it did have to do with where he was dropping the man off at.
Off it.
Wrong hotel.
No.
Buckingham Palace.
Because then his actions would have pissed off the American versus what he said. So what could he have said after he dropped off this American that would have ruined his whole evening? I'll give you 10 more seconds, and then I'm just going to say the answer because this is very convoluted.
It was like a secret to something? Like he told him like he spoiled something for him?
Ooh, Aaron. Yes.
Oh, did he spoil like the end of the Harry Potter play?
Or the play, yeah, like the end of a play, like the so-and-so dies.
100%, you two just got it. Here's the answer. The American was going to a performance of the famous Agatha Christie play, The Mousetrap. The taxi driver dropped him off outside a theater and then said X did it, where X was the name of the murderer in the play. We cannot say here X's name or we might ruin your future enjoyment of the play. That's very nice of them.
Oh, I'm really glad that didn't include a spoiler.
Thank you for being so nice, Riddle.
Yeah, so you two got it where they did spoil the end of the play.
And that is a play based off the board game?
Based off the Rube Goldberg board game Mousetrap. I think what he said is the diver jumps in the bathtub. Also, I love that you said spoils the end of the new Harry Potter play, because the end of the Harry Potter play is Voldemort killing Harry's parents, which is like the first chapter of book one. So not really.
Oh, yeah, because it's a prequel.
It is. You can still get pregnant from a prequel.
Yeah, it can still get you pregnant.
It's a prequel sequel. Hit me with another riddle. I got this one. JPC, you're going to be so impressed with how fast I get it.
This next one? I don't even need to be here. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This one is called The King's Favor. When King Charles II of England, another English riddle. When King Charles II of England.
Why are you surprised? You fucking picked him.
Wow.
What are the chances?
Can I be honest? I was just trying to inject some classic Addle energy into the show.
Addle's got a big, you can't see this because it's we're recording it, obviously, and you could never see it even if we weren't doing it via Zoom, but Addle's got a big wheel behind it full of riddles, and he just spins it every time.
That would be like fun.
Every 30 minutes, every 30 minutes, I just like to be surprised or scream wowie, just so I seem energetic. Wowie! Yeah. When King Charles II of England visited a college at the University of Cambridge, he noticed a fine portrait of his father, King Charles I, hanging in the main hall. He asked if he could have it, but the ruling body of the college was very reluctant to part with it. At last, the king said that he would grant the college anything in his power if they would give him the portrait, and that he would be very displeased and unhelpful if they declined his generous offer. The college elders accepted. What did they ask for in return?
The painting back.
Aaron, I am amazed at how fast you got this.
Wow.
The college asked the king to return the painting in 6 months. Since this was clearly in his power, he agreed. Aaron, true to your word, you Babe Ruthed it. You called your own shot. You fucking nailed that one.
Oh, wait, I'm going to win $1 million. Right now. Okay. I'm going to be a millionaire in 10 minutes. No, okay. That's okay. Too
let's
much
all,
time.
Let's all check our phones. Okay, I don't see any breaking news or lottery updates.
Oh, I got a breaking news right here.
Yeah.
Oh. Plane crashes into local woman's apartment. Oh, boy.
Is that what? Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Aaron, what is that? What is that? What is that plane in the background?
Wait, there's a hot millionaire on the plane. Give me 1 second.
Is
Give
he
me
dead?
10 minutes.
A hot millionaire perishes in a one-man plane crash.
Man! Man!
Speaking of hot millionaires dying in plane crashes, we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with more hot millionaires.
I'm hot. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my Aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin
us.
To imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back, and we're all hot millionaires, and,
you guys.
What is that? What is that? Hold on. There's something. Hold on. Sorry.
What is that?
There's something across the street from me. Is it a house fire, or what's, it's a bunch of, it's like some sort of parade?
We can't see it.
D- A cheetah eating Toblerone.
A penguin with a haircut.
A horsey with a better haircut.
A panther who just can't today.
A horse with a mustache.
A monkey with a better mustache.
A goat who dates your mom now.
A dog drinking lemonade.
A gazelle wearing prescription sunglasses.
It's Animal Parade.
Thank God you went with prescription sunglasses and not lemonade to end the Animal Parade.
Yes, lemonade was too on the nose for the rhyme. I wanted something fun, like a slant rhyme, like sunglasses and parade.
Wait, I got a question. Does this happen to anyone else when you're playing Animal Parade that you forget what kinds of animals there are and you also forget what are types of things people can do?
If someone went back and took all the animal parades, I think we've only done three or four, and took out the animals, I think we'd only have a stable of five that we keep reusing.
Yeah, but that's the same for like improv scenes and like general premises.
So we're going to do an animal parade segment in just a minute here. We do have to, a new thing I want to add is that at the end of the animal parade, when I say it's an animal parade, we all have to make the sound of any animal on three.
Okay.
Does everybody have an animal ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you need a refresher on what some animals are?
Yeah.
And it has to be an animal that makes a noise.
Think Old MacDonald. Think all the animals on the farm.
Okay, so I'm saying the animal.
No, we're going to make an animal noise.
Okay.
Like meow or
I thought we were going to say the animal. Okay, I got it. Ready? One,
Spiders.
I said spiders.
Over, there's spiders.
Okay, we were all spiders.
I said spiders. Yeah, I said spiders as well. I hissed like a spider.
So this Animal Parade article was sent in by Nolan B. Nolan B. is in New Orleans, so he is literally Nolan from NOLA. That is wonderful. If you have any Animal Parade articles you want to send our way, please send that to hrrpodcast@gmail.com with the subject line Animal Parade. Nolan sent us an article about monkeys in Florida. So let me read this article and then we'll discuss that. And then we'll do an animal related riddle.
Louisiana slamming on Florida. I love it.
Well, they're neighbors. Yeah. This is from the Orlando Weekly. Headline is Florida's invasive herpes monkeys can now be found from Jacksonville to Tampa. Silver Springs State Park has been home to a large troop of invasive STD-carrying monkeys for almost a century, but now sightings are becoming more frequent in Florida cities hundreds of miles from the park. According to a new report from First Coast News, the population of the rhesus monkey... Well, there's no wrong way to fuck a rhesus, we should say that. The population... the little monkey fact. The population of rhesus...
There's a lot happening right now.
We all know there's no wrong way... There's no wrong way to fuck a rhesus.
Stop it.
The population of rhesus monkeys has expanded considerably over the years, and the monkeys are now being spotted in northeast cities like St. John's, St. Augustine, Palatka, and Elkton, and as far as Apopka and Tampka. These all sound fake. Also, I just added a K to Tampa. The monkeys were originally part of a failed tourist attraction called Colonel Toohey's Jungle Cruise in the 1930s.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are we allowed to see scenes during Animal Parade?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to see a scene. Adel, you are a monkey. You have made it to, let's say Daytona Beach. You're just a monkey on your own. You're going to walk into a convenience store and try to buy a pack of cigarettes. Aaron, you are working at that convenience store.
Can I get a scratch off and this 5-hour energy drink? And I guess just throw in some Pall Malls.
Can I see some ID?
I owe you an ID?
I'm sorry?
I owe you an ID? Monkey humor. It's just... What else? Let me grab some of these Reese's. Oh, that's funny. Let me hold them up to my face. Can you tell us apart? Reese's and Reese's?
You should know that Reese's just came out recently. There is a right way to eat a Reese's. And
How's that?
Like this.
Okay, you're putting it in your butt and then twerking.
Hey, Michelle. Anyways. Can I talk to you, Michelle?
Me, yeah. Michelle?
Oh, yeah. Snap. I think you're fired.
No.
This is your second strike. This is your second warning. You can't.
What was my first warning? Remind me.
What you did this yesterday with the Reese's.
Okay,
you got to pay for them if you want to eat them. I don't care how you do them. You can shelf them if you want to, but you got to pay for them first. Second warning.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, no worries.
Sir, can I see some ID for the cigarettes and the 5-hour energy? You actually can't be over 20 to buy a 5-hour energy.
Scene. That makes sense. I also want to see a scene. This is less of a scene and more of a commercial. Japes, I want to have you do a 30-second ad. This is a local Florida ad in the 1930s for Colonel Toohey's Jungle Cruise.
In the 1930s?
It's from the 1930s. Colonel Toohey's Jungle Cruise. Here we go in Florida.
Well, gather around your radios. It's me, Colonel Toohey, and I've got a new jungle cruise that you kids are sure to enjoy. Well, when you hear jungle and you hear cruise, what does that make you think of? Fan boat in a swamp? Well, that's what it is. But it wouldn't be a jungle cruise if there weren't monkeys with STDs. That's right. These monkeys are all horny for each other, and they're all full of infectious diseases. Do not touch the monkeys, because a monkey bite will last all night, and it won't do you right. So come on down to Colonel Toohey's. Just take a left at the swamp and keep on swimming, and get on the fan boat, and do not touch the monkeys, and don't touch the blades.
Colonel Toohey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
The Germans have invaded.
It's 1930.
I think so.
39?
Hold on, let me check.
Is it the late 30s or the early 30s?
I mean, that's what the Morse code is spelling out.
Let me see this. Oh, yeah, that's what the Morse code is spelling out. Okay. Well, time to pack up our shit and go to the United States. We're done here in France. I hated it here anyway.
That's also, you just mentioned something that would be a great addition to any animal parade, which is a monkey with an STD.
Of course. Colonel Toohey is definitely J.P. Riddle's uncle. I don't know why, but doesn't that sound like that's canon?
Oh, yeah. I feel like maybe Colonel Toohey is J.P. Riddle's son.
Yeah.
And that gives us some insight into how ancient J.P. Riddle's is. I feel like J.P. Riddle's is like Nosferatu or something, where he's just always been around.
If Colonel Toohey is a French colonel who's escaping World War II by moving to Florida and opening up in a monkey amusement park, then it makes sense that he's J.P. Riddle's connection to the family in some sort.
So what's the deal with these monkeys? Are they going to make their way up to Georgia? Like, are they just in Florida still? Or
they're in a Georgia state of mind. Yeah. Monkeys are always in a Georgia state of mind. That's nature.
I would love to see monkeys take over Savannah.
Ooh. See, that would be charming.
Yeah, just strolling about Savannah.
So what would a monkey have to do to acclimate to Savannah? Would they have to start... Confederate flags.
It's about the culture. It's about the culture. It's heritage. It's about heritage.
Oh, actually, I just thought of a question. This, sorry to backtrack slightly. Japes, you can answer this for us, and only you can answer this. If J.P. Riddles bites someone, does that person turn into a J.P. Riddles?
That person turns into a corpse.
Even if it's just like a bite on the toe?
Yeah, it's like Last of Us. Like 2 hours later, you're fucking dead.
Okay. I got another question. Does J.P. Riddle show up in mirrors?
Yes. It's a long video. It's like a 6-minute video. He's briefly in it. Justin Timberlake does a little dance. And then you can see J.P. Riddle eating half a raccoon. Just and in a quarter of the frame. They couldn't cut it out. They only had that one shot of Justin doing that dance. So
this actually brings, this is a segment Aaron and I came up with just now in the moment. This is called Inside the Improv Studio. Of course, Aaron and I are joined here today by our guest, J.P. Riddles. J.P. Riddles, how are you today?
I've been better.
So, J.P. Riddles, what is your favorite curse word?
Bisquick.
What's your favorite sound?
Huh?
What's your favorite sound?
No, I think it was huh.
I did it. Yeah.
Oh.
J.P. Riddles, what do you hope to hear? What do you hope the first words are you hear from God the moment you enter heaven?
Veto!
J.P. Riddles, what's your favorite smell?
Fart.
J.P. Riddles, if you could have coffee with anyone living or dead, who would you have coffee with?
Dead.
J.P. Riddles, if you had any advice for any young person who wanted to become an actor, what would you say to them?
Do not eat floor cheese.
J.P. Riddles, thank you so much for your time. Scene.
Where am I? Why have you brought me here? Put me back in my hole.
I love if you could have if you could have coffee with anyone living or dead.
Dead.
is phenomenal. Let's get into it. So this is...
I think I was 3 for 6 on funny answers to those questions. And that's not bad. It's hard to do.
I think you were 6 for 6. I think you were 6 for 6. So we are... That was a segment inside another segment. So we're getting very Inception-esque. So I do want to do... Before we end the Animal Parade segment, I do want to get to an animal-related riddle.
We can
try and solve that, because that is, for now, that is part of the segment. May not always be, but for now it is. Here we go. An insect flying into a girl's ear terrifies her. So far, that's a statement.
Yep.
Her mother rushes the girl to the doctor, but he is unable to remove the insect. Suddenly, the mother has an idea. What is it?
The insect is the doctor.
Buzz, 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 buzz. What idea do we think the mom had to help remove the insect from the girl? First, what insect do we think it is?
Does the insect, the specific type of insect, have to do with her solution? Like, is it like a pun? Like, she get the buzzing out of her ears? Or
It's not a pun, but it does have something to do with what type. Well,
does it say it flew in, or it crawled in, or it got?
Yeah, it says an insect flying into a girl's ear terrifies her.
So maybe
her.
It's a fly or a moth or something. What if you put like light on like a flashlight and it flies out to the light, or like
Aaron,
honey or something?
Aaron, holy shit, you are butter because you are unsalted. She put the
what?
Girl.
What?
Because you are a land of lakes.
Aaron, you are butter because every time you're gone, I miss you. Nah, that was bad.
I like that.
Nice Amish pun.
You are butter because... No, I'll get one. Give me like 6 minutes. Can we just sit in silence for 6 minutes while I get
one? Yeah, let's just sit in silence.
Aaron, you are butter because you are 8 sticks for $6.
I am butter because a colonial woman made me with her arms. Being so strong.
That's nice. Yeah, I actually like that one.
Aaron, you're like butter because right now it's your churn. So, Aaron, you're dead on. She put the girl in a darkened room and placed a bright light near her ear. The insect emerged.
Oh, so like it was an emer.
Okay, I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are a bug who was just in a person's ear, and we are all your friends, and you're like coming home from a day of that happening, and we're like not quite believing your story, but you're trying in a panic to describe it to us. Hey, dude, you're late to the bar.
Yeah, dude, why are you late?
I had the craziest fucking day. That's why I'm late.
First of all, we're doing good.
Oh, dude, shut up.
Well,
listen, dude.
I guess if you ask, Mike.
Huh? I'm late because I flew into someone's ear, and I got stuck in there, like a human's ear.
Dude, this might be a bug who cried ear situation, because like you've been telling us the craziest
shit
for
so long. Yeah, we've heard it before.
It's fucking not. I was in a human's ear. Ask me any question about the inside of a human's ear.
Todd,
any question.
Todd, last week you said you were inside a chrysalis.
I did. I did. I got trapped in there. I got covered in sap.
Well, two weeks ago, you said you were in a cocoon. So which is it, a chrysalis or a cocoon?
First of all, I wasn't in a cocoon 2 weeks ago because...
You watched Cocoon?
I got born out of it because, you know, we all used to be caterpillars. And that's...
Yeah, fair.
Put that on God.
Fair.
That's a fact.
Todd, Mike got laid off today. And you're coming in here talking like you just want attention for being in someone's ear. Yeah, right. Once you go into an ear, you never come out.
That's not true. Ask me freaking anything about the ear, Mike. Sorry to hear about your troubles, my man.
No, it's okay. They caught me praying on the job.
Oh, fuck those mantises, man. I hate those guys.
Any question about being inside of an ear? How waxy was it?
Don't know. Too dark. Next question.
What's a brain smell like?
Don't know. Too dark. Next question.
What's your favorite curse word?
Bisquick.
What words do you want to hear when you enter heaven?
Too far.
See. And that was Animal Parade.
Animal Parade.
Guys, would I be a naughty little boy if I did one more segment?
No.
No. I don't think so.
You guys know me. This is Chaboy Adol. You know I love Halloween. I love all things spoopy. You guys know I love getting scared, right? You know that about
me. Yeah, but I'm not seeing how this is going to connect to anything.
Well, here's a brand new segment I'm going to introduce with a little song that goes like this. And maybe if you guys want to make some background noises that are spoopy and scary.
Okay.
Ghosts and ghoulies and skellies and bats. Poltergeists, witches, and even black cats. Ow. It's okay to be scared now. You'll poop your pants.
Spoopy
Hold on, I
fairies.
Fucked it up.
Spoopies.
I fucked it up. Hold on. I fucked it up.
And scaries.
Casey, right, but... don't cut this out. Just make it louder. Ghosts and ghoulies and skellies and bats. Poltergeist, witches, and even black cats. It's okay to be scared now. Your pants, you will poop. For now is the time for the segment. Spook Truth.
Spoopies.
It's a new segment called Spook Troop, and here's what's going to happen for Spook Troop. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little spooky story I found on the internet. This is, of course, Casey, cut that, loop it, and put it through the entire segment. So this is a real story. We would never use fake stories. These are all actual spooky stories. So
if
it's
on the internet, it happened, folks.
It's real. So I'm going to read that, and then we're going to discuss and maybe see a scene. Is that okay?
Okay, yes.
And maybe even try and solve it. There's a bit of a mystery. We'll try and maybe solve that. So here we go. This is from a Redditor, CroyalBird13. Here is the Spook Troop story. One night, my mom heard a crash noise in our kitchen, but figured I was up and dropped something. The next morning, my dad walked downstairs and thought there was ice on the kitchen floor, but he said after looking at it, the ice wasn't melting. It was glass shards. They cleaned up the glass, which was on the floor, countertops, and even under the lip of the countertops along some of the drawers and cabinets. It was as if someone stood back and threw a glass object at the wall or something. We had no idea where it was from. The glass was too thick to be from any of the vases or glasses or even some bowls in the house. We had a huge family meeting in the kitchen trying to figure out what happened and where the glass came from. We still have no idea. Ooh.
Can I have a guess? Spoopy! First of all, that was a
very spoopy,
scary.
First of all, spoopy.
Spoopy, scary, Adel. Okay, I think, are we supposed to just solve what it was or like, guess what it was?
It's there's nothing to solve here because we can never know. Nobody can truly understand the supernatural.
I know what it is.
So it's all just discussion. Okay, you solved it?
I solved the spoopy scary.
Let's hear it, Aaron. What do you think?
I think a light bulb exploded.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wouldn't... Okay, so here's my question for both of you. No, here's my question for both of you.
And of course, hold on. We all know, of course, this is the first ever Spook Troop, but we all know how it goes, which is somebody puts forward an answer, and the other person has a rebuttal to try and poke holes in that answer.
Love it.
Was shut up the rebuttal or the...
Yep.
I rest my case. My question for both of you. If you were in your kitchen and you came in your kitchen and there was like broken glass on the floor, would you be able to like do a survey of the things that you have in your kitchen and figure out what it was that broke? Or do you have so much shit in your kitchen that you'd never be able to know what glass broke?
I have so much shit in my kitchen that I would not know what it was. But I would assume that it's something that broke and is no longer in existence, so I wouldn't check what I had. And also, I do want to point out that they say the glass was too thick to be from some bowls. So if the glass was too thick to be from some bowls, what about the others that aren't lumped into that? Sounds
well,
like that's your answer.
Like if something broke in my apartment, I would be like, oh, it's the thing that's missing. It's this thing. Like I would be able to figure that out pretty easily, I think.
How long would it take the two of you to figure out that glass shards is not ice? Because me, I'm going to say instantaneously.
Well, how long have I been drinking it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just put some of this
What's the temperature outside? Is my drink cold?
Ooh, let me put some of this glass in a highball and
pour
myself an Oz
Bourbon. What if you pee out the poison?
Aaron, God damn it.
I like this, the dad coming downstairs in the morning, like, there's glass in the kitchen. There's ice in the kitchen. Damn, ice. Doesn't try to clean it up. Just goes and sits down
melting.
And watches like 3 hours of football. And like the mom's like, hey, there's fucking glass in the kitchen.
Hey, Doug, you just set down a candle next to all this glass. Yeah, waiting for it to melt.
Does everyone else do that thing when you accidentally hit the ice maker on your refrigerator and then some comes out on the floor and you just kick it under the refrigerator?
100%.
I have a dog.
Everyone
if
does
any
it.
Any ice drops on my floor, it's gone in an instant. That's
yeah,
treats.
Lou likes ice, too.
I want to see a scene.
Treats.
Japes, you are Aaron and I's father. You've called a huge family meeting because there's glass on the floor and you have an issue with that.
All right, everybody. Family meeting.
No. Dad.
Jeff, what did we say about family meetings? We have to have our best attitude.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is that your best?
No.
No? Want to try it again? Family meeting, everybody. Family meeting.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Kelsey?
Can I keep watching Grey's Anatomy on my iPad?
as long as I don't catch you. If I don't see it, it's nothing bad happens.
She just said she's going to do it. This is fucked.
You don't know that. Where's your proof?
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for her to do it now because I'm going to be looking out for it.
Well, then I'm going to keep playing my Wii U.
I can see that. It's a Wii U.
Dad, I want to go to Wii U for university.
Okay, you're going to go to
Piss University.
Yeah, sure. Listen, this is a family meeting. There's entirely too much glass on the floor of our house. Okay?
Why are your hands all cut up?
Because I'm an idiot, and I thought it was ice, and I was like, how do you make ice cream? You push a bunch of ice together from the floor, you stir it up in a bowl, that's ice cream. And I cut my hands up.
Dad, are you going back to work anytime soon?
I'll go back to work when I'm good and ready. Now, you two kids have chores to do. What's the number one chore in that French? It's get John McClane out of this house. So I'm sick to death of seeing all this fucking glass everywhere. I want you to find him. I think he's in the vents. I can hear him banging around in there. And I want you to get the vents. The vents. And I want you to get him out of this house.
Hey, Dad, can I say something?
Sure.
Last night I heard you on the phone talking to Uncle Dusty, and you said the number one chore in this house was fucking your wife.
Yes, you did hear me talking to Uncle.
Why'd you say that about Mom?
Canonically, your mom is she's long gone, not deceased. She just remarried John McClane. Her name is Holly. She's very happy with him. I want you kids to do your chores.
Pick me, choose me, love
Kelsey, I see
me.
You watching,
no, I'm
hey,
not.
I see you watching Grey's Anatomy.
I'm not. That line's not from Grey's Anatomy. Denny just died on Grey's Anatomy. I'm not watching it.
Denny better be that cop that's helping John McClane. That's who Denny better be.
Hey, Dad.
Since Denny died.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, Jeff.
This weekend, can I go see a concert? It's Vanilla Glass.
Jeff, you're too clever for your own good. You're too clever by half, my
when
boy.
When historians find this, Dad, what do you think they'll say this scene was about?
I think that they'll say that three people had their own ideas of what this scene was about.
Yay!
That's the great description of this show, is three people's ideas never coming together. How about one more riddy?
I'll hear it.
Thank you for the spoopy stories.
Oh, yes. This is the end of Spook Troop. If you have any spooky articles about Spook Troop, of course, send those to hrrpodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll do some more in the future.
Spooky.
Here's our next and last riddle. John was employed by the Air Force during wartime to detect... Oh, shit.
Don't cut this out.
This is a new segment I like to call Reversal, where I read the answer and you have to guess the question.
Yay! Okay, do it. Let's do it.
No, I didn't hear. Just read the riddle.
I totally fucked this up. Here's the riddle. John was...
Okay.
John was colorblind. Because of this affliction, he landed an important job. What was it?
He was colorblind, so he landed an important job?
Yep. John was colorblind. Because of this affliction, he landed an important job. What was it?
What if you heard the answer?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll give you a hint. It's what I said.
All I heard was military.
Well, then I think you have your answer.
John was in the military?
Yeah, but there's something specific that goes with it. Do you want to try and guess the full answer?
Fuck.
Aaron, and you can chime in with what you heard to try and help suss it out. Do you remember what you heard?
Air Force.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Turns out
John
that's correct.
John was colorblind, and so he landed a hand job in the Air Force.
So what could someone who's colorblind do in the Air Force? I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure people who are colorblind cannot be pilots.
That's true.
So
I think that's one of the things. If you have like colorblind, or if you don't have like 20/20 vision, like if you wear glasses, I don't think you can be a pilot either.
So if he's not a pilot, what else would he be doing that would help out the military?
Clean up the shit, like mop the poop deck.
Yeah. Okay.
Could be a janitor.
All planes have poop decks.
It could be a drone pilot.
Aaron, any guesses?
Air Force. He was in the Air Force.
That's correct, but why?
Refuels the jets on the ships.
Okay, so the answer is he's on the Air Force. He's the guy who screams, "Get off my plane!"
Okay, good.
He is the God. I don't know what are other jobs in the Air Force?
This is a hyper-specific job that would only be done by someone who's colorblind. So this is like a job they created for him, or if anybody else had it beforehand, they were also colorblind because of the needs of this job.
Like a red and green thing? Like
an infrared thing?
Yeah, he's helping find the plane during Christmas.
Is it like night vision? Or no, that wouldn't make any sense.
It's somewhere in that realm. It definitely has to do with vision and
He's Vision's assistant for the Avengers?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Vision is some sort of synthetic robot. We don't trust him, even though he has a soul stone.
We are going to see a quick scene, real quick, departure from this riddle that we kind of half heard the answer to. Adel, you're going to be playing Vision. Aaron, it's your first day as Vision's personal assistant.
Great.
Please come in. Welcome to my house.
Oh my God, I just spilled coffee everywhere. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. You did not ruin my skin as I am not able to be burned.
I'm sorry. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions before we get started?
I would only expect you to. Please answer away.
So your whole thing is
ask away. I'll answer away. Malfunction, program, vision, resetting, reboot, set, vision, go ahead.
Your whole thing is like being kind of boring, right?
No, that's more of Hawkeye's thing.
Well, no, I feel like it's more like...
that's my roommate, Hawkeye.
And the woman that you're with, right?
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, she had an accent, and then suddenly she didn't.
Yes, I believe she was Eastern European, and then she dropped that in the subsequent
movies.
Yeah,
why? No one ever talks about...
I'm not sure. That's not for me to know.
And you have that yellow stone in your head, and you're sort of... You never really get your own movie because you're boring.
Well, I'm not boring, but the stone does bore into my forehead. I call it a borehead sometimes.
When
do
you disappear, no one really
cares. Can I show you my plants? This is an aloe plant. Of course, I never need to cut off a leaf because, again, like I said, I can't be burned. This is
you
a
and
ficus.
Scarlet Witch
this
disappear.
This is a bonsai.
And...
Hmm?
No, it's just nothing. It just feels like sort of like you'll never carry your own movie.
Uh-huh. Has anyone seen my bow?
Is Hawkeye staying with you? That feels sad.
As I mentioned, he's my roommate. Now, can I ask you, Rogue, why you're here? Tell me about some of your abilities, Rogue.
It was in the fridge. I put the bow in the fridge.
How did your bow fit into the fridge?
It's a collapsible.
I'm going to head out.
Okay.
I'm going to see if Captain America's ass needs an assistant.
Assistance. Ha 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 ha. Seriously. Bye, Rogue. Are you still dating Gambit?
Trying to.
See.
Do the Gambit voice.
Baba Boucher, the water boy.
You're welcome, what? America.
Animal parade.
What about the time when the Mud Dogs came back and won the Bourbon Bowl?
Come to the back of the Tony Stark.
I don't know. What's this fucking job that somebody in the military has to be colorblind for it?
John was employed by the Air Force during wartime to detect camouflaged enemy positions from aerial photographs. Camouflage is designed to fool people with normal vision. People who are colorblind are much better at spotting differences in the texture and shading of landscape.
Adel, how sad is it that you read the answer to us and we still didn't get it?
Pretty fucking sad.
I think it's ableist to call it normal vision.
Well, who knows when this riddle book was written.
Yeah,
And of course, this is the end.
Well, there's normal vision and there's what you have. And this is 1961 and the world will never get better.
we end every episode with plugs. But before plugs, of course, we do have to have the two of you repeat the four members of 98 Degrees. And
no!
They are...
No, I know this.
Okay, here we go.
Nick and Drew Lachey.
Uh-huh.
Jeff something.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, not Pumbaa, but Jeff.
Timmons.
Timmon.
Yep.
And
then old JJ.
There's another J name.
Yeah.
Right? Jared.
Two J names, first and last.
Oh, that's right.
Justin.
Jones.
Jeffers. Justin Jeffries.
That's it. That brings to a close number 98. Any plugs? Aaron.
I would like to plug a couple things. Let's go to your computer right now or your phone and check out some of our new Etsy merch. We got a couple of prints or posters and some pins, some enamel pins and some regular Ooh. Pins. We will link that in the description to the episode. I think you can also find it on our Instagram. Ray Glass made the designs.
Yeah, and they I was just going to say, friend of the show, Ray Glass made them. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No worries. And also follow us on Patreon at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. We have all sorts of bonus content over there, including a bunch of fun live streams we've done during this lockdown that I think are really great and worth it.
Mm-hmm. Japes, anything you want to plug?
I'm still streaming on Twitch. You can find me over there, twitch.tv/SharkBarkman. And if you haven't done it, we would really appreciate it if you went onto iTunes and gave us a review. It's pretty quick. It's simple to do. It helps people find the show. So if you've already told all of your friends about the show, the four people that you still have in your fucking life, loser, then tell some strangers about it. And it does help us. There's algorithms involved, and then more people will find the show, and that's great.
And what are you currently streaming on Twitch?
It's The Last of Us right as at the time of this recording, but by the time this is out, it'll be something else. I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Nobody asked me, but I'll go ahead and mention my plugs. I was recently a guest on a podcast called Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast. So check out my episode and all the other episodes of that show. It's absolute blast to do that. Also, like Japes was saying, please leave us a review. Word of mouth is how we get new listeners. So please tell everyone you know. If people are looking for a podcast, please mention us. Please tweet about us. Please review us and get the name out there. And that only helps us stick around longer, because right now we're coming to a close. Right? We said next week, last up.
There was someone who said something like in a Discord or something about how, like, it was like episode 7, you said this was going to be the last episode, and they were like, oh, I believed him. I believed that this was so just so everyone knows.
I think people also believe that I died. They're very upset.
Yeah, the show's not coming to a close. Just to throw that out there.
And before
No.
And Casey, thumbs up, thumbs down. Is your audio on? Are you able to talk? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Casey is able to talk. Casey, this is a first ever segment where we check in with Audio Daddy. Do you have any plugs, Casey?
Do I have any plugs? Neil Scum is on hiatus right now, but we've got a bunch of stuff on Patreon if people are listeners. Who's going to sign up for the Patreon if they're not already a listener? This is a dumb plug. Other than that, yeah.
Great. First and
Casey,
last time
well
I'll ever
done.
Let Casey plug something.
Yeah, Last of Us is good. Play Last of Us 2.
Casey, my friend, you've showed me that I should never let you do plugs again.
Hey, thank you. Happy to hear. Happy to hear.
The real lesson is never surprise someone to promote something.
I want to plug my family. They're all really nice. What else?
Went up to a guy in line at the grocery store the other day. I go, hey, what are you promoting right now? He was like, oh, nothing. I'm just checking out.
Let me text Arnie Parrott real quick to see if he has anything to plug. And we're waiting. Aaron, while we wait, of course, a phone signal has to bounce off a certain thing to come back before I get that text. That thing the phone signal bounces off of is
my face. Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrott did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.